You're listening to Wake Up Tucson. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Morning, good morning, good morning. Morning, morning.
He's
morning.
Here.
Morning. Morning. I always go into country gentleman mode when I'm on a hike and that people are coming the other way. And some of them are, you know, they're just, in, you know, they're in shock by walking or something. And just a guy go, morning, morning, morning. And of course, I notice my friends and family start walking Backing either further away or like, we don't know that.
Way up ahead of you or way behind you.
It's like a little, like a straw hat, you know, a little piece of wheat. Yeah. Morning, morning, morning. 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 Good morning. Good morning, Wakeys. It's Christopher and our good friend Matthew D. Neely, Esquire.
Good morning.
The lawyer of love, we call him.
Wow.
Yeah, people said, is Matt really a lawyer? And I said, well, he's a lawyer of love.
Well,
that's what we love about him.
It's a good response, I guess.
Now, the lucky thing for you, Wakeys, here on a Holy Thursday or Maundy Thursday, as we like to say, as we head into the Easter weekend, is you're only going to have to put up with me kind of solo for 45 minutes. Because after, from 6:45 on, I did add somebody on you.
Uh-huh.
6:45 on, it's just me talking to human beings. Other than, I mean, I talk to myself all the time. I mean, between the 6 and 10 voices in my head, I can keep myself very entertained. Don't you worry. Don't you worry.
Thank you.
So Ross Kaplowitz is going to call in at 6:45. He has a special ask for event for a fallen, passed away Pima County Sheriff Deputy.
Mm-hmm.
Schweikert.
David Schweikert.
I just saw a 10-year anniversary.
U.S. representative.
I just saw a 10-year Facebook memory of, it was 10 years ago that he brought baby Olivia to the anniversary party.
That's right.
And had her sitting on the podium at the Marriott.
That's right.
So yeah. I sent it to him yesterday. I assume she's driving a car now.
Yeah, that's right.
And then the
could qualify as child abuse, bringing your kid to the Wake Up Tucson thing.
I think we said it at the time.
Yeah, probably.
Did. It's like when our friend Jerry Ottobani, God rest your soul, Jerry, she used to always drag her grandsons to stuff. I'm like, what? You punks aren't interested in the Pima County bond? Come on, bro.
Is that going to be used for a sports complex at Keno South? Sorry.
It's got a huge economic impact is okay. What I heard.
All right. It's kind of funny. Bonds don't pass and things happen anyway.
Hall of Fame Wakey and one of our favorite humans ever, Margo Sisco, will be here.
All right.
To talk about the event we're doing for Paul Marsh at the cemetery.
Yep.
The Marana Veterans Cemetery. And then Siskamani Juan will be here at 8:07. And then at 8:30, Tony Kinnett.
Holy smokes.
Or Kinnett from the Heritage Foundation's call. Well, Matt's going to call him. And he is going to talk about, I know you guys will be shocked, some hardcore left-wing crap going down in Flagstaff Public Schools that has gained the attention of the Heritage Foundation. So Dan Shearer, new editorial director over the Flagstaff Daily Sun. Yep. Pay attention, buddy. We're bringing you your first news story other than the non-binary baker that only uses spelt and other ancient grains, but she only, or it, because I can't, she's non-binary.
They,
or it, only makes croissants and scones, but no other baked goods.
Okay.
So. All
right. Well, you know, Dan, he
does have a free Palestine poster on there.
He's going to have to catch it on a podcast because he's downtown figuring out a way to indict you and me.
Again?
Yeah. Well, I mean, now
yeesh.
He's... Now, he said it was a low bar. Remember yesterday he said it's a low bar to do an indictment. So, yeah.
And then jump in Tucson, Tom has... Wesley Source.
I believe today's Wesley.
I saw it on the email. It
okay,
is.
Okay, good.
From the Tucson Tasty Show.
Tucson Tasty.
So anyway, it should be a hell of a show. Hell of a show. Working on the documents, do my Jesse Ventura.
Brother. Okay. I'm not going to say that every time you bring him up, but I might.
At the anniversary live remote on Tuesday, have Ed sign the annexation documents to bring Udall Park area into the Acres.
Yes.
And he did request, you're the mayor, you got to get your payoff. So we're working on $10,000 in $20 increments.
Yeah.
Garbage bag, Francis Cabrini dumpster. And him and Jello got to go get there. Right. And get the money to make it work. But we'll have an official signing, and I'll see if I can get those real fancy pens, the ones that Trump always likes to show. Look, we use these pens.
Okay.
When these executive orders that are going to get erased when the other guy becomes president, special pens.
Okay.
So we're going to get one of those. I got them on. I think it's a Ross Perot special fountain pen.
I'm just saying for Mayor Ed Alexander of Pliskin Acres that he should. I know he can get more than $10,000 for an annexation. He can get more.
Now you see,
he's just not asking for enough money.
So here's the thing. What's going to happen is the $10,000 is a down payment. We know that, right? So Ed, there's going to be a fence that's got to be fixed at Udall Park.
Uh huh.
So this is the way we work it out that Ed gets his payoff, right? Is Ed has a friend with a construction company that makes fences.
Okay. Yeah. You're the fourth dimension chess. I got it. So I got it.
Right. And so now don't get me wrong. John Holden is going to put out an RFP.
Well, okay. You always do that. Right.
We're going to put out an RFP. Ed's buddy is going to undercut everyone.
Okay.
After John tells Ed's buddy what all the bids are,
uh-huh,
he's going to undercut him by 28%, maybe even 40%.
Okay.
Then what happens is Ed's buddy gets the fencing contract.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, it might only be for $50,000, right?
Yeah.
But then there's these things called change orders.
Right.
So by the time
happens at every city, by the way.
Right. They're going to do change orders on fixing the fence.
Yeah.
Up to somewhere in 200 to 300 G's.
Okay, now we're.
Then Ed gets a cut from the contractor on the change order.
All right. That now we're.
So your you've been doing this long enough.
Yeah.
That your instincts are correct.
Yeah. Okay. Good.
So just want to let you know.
It's good to know.
My favorite picture yesterday that Awakey sent me is a friend of the show who's a Raytheon engineer. They are doing some sort of construction near Old Nogales Highway as you head to Herman Munster's Road to get to make a left.
Herman's
there.
Herman's Road, yes.
Whatevs. Okay. And they're
not a battery factory, the construction, is it?
I don't know.
Okay.
So they're detouring you on this little street off of Los Reales and Barrio Nopal.
Okay.
And if you look at, basically the neighborhood is, and like some of the empty lots, it's become a dumping area. And so when he first sent it to me, I go, what are you doing in Mogadishu? Okay. He's like, that's not Mogadishu. That's just right next to the Desert Diamond Casino. So, Tucson Pride.
Thanks.
That's the other Tucson Pride. So, every month is Tucson Pride Month here in Tucson. What do we got today before we get to our plethora of interviews? We're going to talk about, give you a little rundown. It's getting a lot of legs on the old Wastebook. The countries that don't have mail-in voting, we'll give you a little rundown on that. Rogue prosecutors and the rise of crime. It might remind you of someone we know. I don't think we're gonna have time about Pete Buttigieg about racist tunnels or whatever. Right. Racist bridges. We'll get that. Arizona National Guard breaks ground for a new operation center in Tucson. I'm sure no one from the city council showed up. Heat ordinances. Gospel Rescue needs support for the Easter meal going on tomorrow. Go to grmtucson.com if you can. They need food items, hams, eggs, taters, non-perishable food. They still need volunteers, and then $3.02 provides a meal in someone in need. So, what else do we got? The Oral Valley PD investigate death at our beloved In-N-Out Burger. And then they send the bomb squad in to investigate a suspicious package.
What? I did not know this.
Yep. Rio Nuevo is blowing money like drunk sailors with no ending in sight. Miss Saigon's going to take the death location at the TEP building. God bless you. U of A spring fling canceled again. We got it all. We're doing it up.
Replaced by a concert, I believe, but I know you'll get to that.
Oh, yeah. We hate spring flings and homecoming parades. So let's do this. Let's go to break. Today's playlist, Hall of Fame wakey, knife forger, superstar of the call to the audience at both Pima County and City of Tucson meetings, Keith Van Heineken. Now, don't be fooled. He's going to start us off with some Mitch Miller, and then it gets hard and wild after that. We got Tull, Judas Priest, Alan Parsons, Black Sabbath, Aerosmith, Zager and Evans, Dogs and Cats Living Together, Mass Hysteria.
It sounds like the year 2024, really.
Sometimes this goes a little... Our listener, the darkness, what if I just declare an emergency and do a sole source contract? Now, that's true. Ed could do that to make the scrape off of the fence at Udall Park. But the thing is, that's a little too... It's not subtle enough. Right? That's the Huckleberry giant, no one's going to challenge me and I don't care thing. Ed's more classy than that punk Huckleberry. That's all I'm telling you. So Matt, let me get this out of the way. This is another reporter-esque human at K-Gun 9 and I never heard of. Just another great name, right? We have so many great reporter names in the town. Rome Bracey. Like the city of Rome, but possibly, is this the grandchild of the not-so-great Terry Bracey with his pathetic greedflation op-ed. OVPD investigating a death at the In-N-Out Burger. We haven't caught, we don't know the cause of death, but they say they're confident there's no threat to the community. A bomb squad was called after a package was found in a car, but the police are still investigating what was inside. So, look at that. The Acres come visiting Oral Valley.
Yikes.
Wake up, Oral Valley. Wake up. Rio Nuevo.
Let's hope that In-N-Out Burger stays open. Like, you know, because of the Oakland one.
Right, right. Well, so what's the, you know, if there was a In-N-Out Burger that was under assault from Tucson, right, the worst one's got to be possibly Elkhorn would be, and then, of course, what? Tucson Mall.
Yeah. So was this, you said Oro Valley. This is not the one at Cortero and I-10?
No, this is
Where's
Tangerine.
Where's the one in Oro Valley?
This is up on Oracle and Tangerine.
Oh.
It has the greatest, one of the greatest views of a restaurant ever is sitting on the patio or the thing of the Oro Valley.
Nice.
In-N-Out. Tremendous. Rio Nuevo voted unanimously to put $40,000 to downtown security cameras.
That's right.
Now, you're going to love this one. They're also going to have license plate recognition technology. Now, I was looking it up, and because I wouldn't spend 5 cents on the Arizona Daily Star subscription. I mean, the last thing I need to do is have Stellar buy more straw hats on any money I give them. I think it was 0809, right at the beginning of a horrible little radio show starting called Wake Up Tucson. The city of Tucson was qualified for $100,000. $100,000 or $100 billion. Frank, get out of here. From the company called Target for security cameras downtown. And I saw the headline when I looked it up But I couldn't open up. It was a Rob Odell piece. Real Metro columnist. Unlike little Timmy covering for Power and talking to the one guy on the bus who was blind and said everything looked great. But they still felt a little uncomfortable being up on the bus for his op-ed that, what's the deal with everyone complaining about the crime bus? The city of Tucson rejected $100,000 13 years ago to do, I think even Rahino might have been there at that time. She's been that long screwing up the place because of invasion of privacy concerns. And I'm sure they didn't want to take money from a big box store like Target. So we're going to take $40,000. Well, why would you do that? Why would Rio Nuevo pay for security cameras downtown? Oh, even they know it's a problem. Remember, Rio Nuevo bought the golf carts for the county to drive people from their parking lots because Fletcher and Chuck said it was too dangerous for county employees to drive from the parking garage to their office.
Yes.
So we got that going for us. And then, you know, thank God Fletcher and the crew are throwing, what do we got here? Let's see. I don't know how much money they're getting from Rio Nuevo in this story. I'm sure you got to get something. If you open up a restaurant downtown, Fletcher will just open up the taxpayer bundle and throw it at you, for God's sakes. You know, in the end, what's sad about Rio Nuevo is what I'd like to see is, you know, the idea of Rio Nuevo was the idea that it was supposed to be an overall tax generator increaser, right? That's what you're supposed to use the money for, right? Is to, like, what's the benefit? Okay, so yes, infrastructure, blah, blah, blah. Has anyone ever seen them go, you know something? Because of our efforts, we're doing, this is what the tax receipts look like. Maybe it's out there. Maybe I've missed it. So, love to see it one day. But Miss Saigon.
That would be the natural, like, thing. You'd say that this is what the purpose of it is.
Right.
And this is the result. This is, see the graph? See the increase in tax revenues.
That's what it's about, kids.
Right.
So Miss Saigon's going to go into the spot of death underneath the giant prison-looking TEP building. This is where Mr. On's kid tried a restaurant underneath, and it's just a death spot. You know, you say, oh, it's in the middle. You know what it is? It's so out of mind, and you can't even do a really good sign over there either because it's part of the TEP building, and none of the TE people after a while eat at your place. So whatever. All right, we got to go. Bottom of the hour news. Look at Matt doing a little lyrics preview.
Need to find a good spot to come in on this thing.
Kings and Queens by Aerosmith. Here we go. Oh, there we go. That's a Van Heineken special right there. This should be his walk-up music when he comes up to the Pima County Board of Supes. Imagine the look of terror on Rex's face if Van Heineken comes up to the Wizard by Black Sabbath. Oof. That would be beautiful. Beautiful. You're on Wake Up Tucson, 10:30 The Voice, local news and talk. Rio Nuevo, whose actual sales tax dollars, and that's a good thing, the target money was from evil corporations and had to be confiscated in the form of fines or fees before they could use it. Yeah, we're talking about the new security cameras for downtown, which shit had years ago. So here's another reason why you have to have the security cameras downtown. No retail downtown. How many times, well, Margo will be here in less than an hour. How many times was Margo ripped off by some guy that they maybe wish they had security cameras so they can at least get a face on who did it if they didn't get one from inside, right? How many people were ripped off downtown because the city council didn't want to do security cameras 10 to 14 years ago? Because it's, you know, it's so peaceful. It's wonderful. Alderaan, it's a peaceful planet. You know what I mean? It's a joke. So U of A spring fling canceled again. Why do we keep saying it's canceled again? Why don't we say the U of A killed spring fling during COVID or right before COVID and it's not coming back? That the university has no interest in the liability of it, the trouble of it, whatever. I mean, and then between that and I guess my thing is they killed spring fling and homecoming parade. But I'm sure we're spending plenty of money on the non-binary Free Palestine rallies at the University of Arizona. We know we keep paying people, we keep giving money to people who don't work for us anymore, and we fire people who still work for us. I mean, I can't believe I just said that. And then the other story that's coming out is sometimes the Arizona Republic has been doing better. Better reporting on the University of Arizona than some of these other places. But the story was U of A President Robbins okayed effort to erase millions in fines against fraudulent online university. And you just kind of keep going like, what are we doing? When does the story out of Rockin' Robbins ever get better? Right? That's my take. When does it get better? Because I mean, there's not even a plan. I mean, racist Katie had to jump into this fray? I mean, it's everything that's going on with the U of A since last October with Robbins and the finances is everything that's wrong with the U of A, right? Totally disconnected from the community, the real community. I'm not saying that the retired professors at Sam Hughes is the entire community. They're not living in reality. Wow. And again, that story that came out in the Arizona Daily Independent about Stegman and Downing going to the state Senate legislative committee talking about the U of A. And, you know, it's funny when I saw the number that was in the story. It reminded me of, it was a total Stegman moment because it talked about, this is how kind of like history repeats itself, right? Is it talked about how much administration had grown compared to faculty at the University of Arizona over the last so many years. And I'm trying to remember, I'm looking for the story on Arizona Daily Independent. Well, what happened was that, let's see if I can do it real quick. What happened was it was the faculty went up 8% and administration went up 42% over the same time period, right? And it reminded me of Mark when he was on TUSD. Where he was talking about how administration had gone up, I don't know, like a compensation had gone up for administration probably 40, 50%, but teachers only went up 8 to 11%. And I wonder, who was in charge of the board in those days when administration was making fat money and the teachers were getting, oh, and in-school spending was getting screwed. Oh, that's right, Adelita Grijalva. History repeats itself over and over and over and over again. Tucson officials consider heat ordinance after Phoenix approves their own. So they're going to do a thing where, so the city of Phoenix are proposing a heat ordinance that offers more protections to police officers and construction workers by mandating access to fresh, free water, regular breaks, and other heat practices. A contractor must also have a heat safety plan on file. you're going to love that. I got Rahina and the dude and whoever are going to they're going to dictate a heat safety plan. So let's go to mouth breather, Councilman I hate Avis Cunningham. Quote, I got to get into my voice. Okay, here we go. What we could do on the ground here in Pima County, one, we can keep working on our, hold on, I got to get my laugh thing here. Hold on. I forgot, very unprofessional. Our tree canopy. So when I hear Paul say the word tree canopy, right, I would like to remove Rahina's puppet hand from his nether regions because he's sounding exactly like her. I can just see her. She's like, Paul, if you want us to even hear what you're saying at a council meeting, you're going to have to repeat things that I say, like tree canopy. God dang. Now, let's go to the second sentence of the dude here. Second part of this. We have to keep conserving our water. Okay, now, end scene, okay? Paul, if you increase the tree canopy, what do you need more of to increase the tree canopy? And you make batteries with it. It's called agua. So think about it. Paul's like, hey, bro, Rahina said we need more trees, man. Right? And then he's like, but we need to keep conserving water by pouring more water onto the trees, bro. We have to ensure folks that air conditioning and swap cooling units are functional. Paul's going to ensure that air conditioning and swamp coolers are functional. The most dysfunctional city in America that makes the Apple Dumpling Gang look like a well-run oiled machine is going to increase the canopy, and they're going to make sure your air conditioners work. I think, to quote Ebenezer Scrooge, I will retire to Bedlam at that point. Let's go visit some great sponsors. Matt Neely, I've never seen him like this. He's in a crouch, like Crouching Tiger, Hidden ESQ.
I saw it in a Joan Jett video. She did the power crouch. So
yeah, you're like, it's like or like when a superhero lands and they do the thing with a hand out, right? That's what Matt was. He was crouching. I don't know what was going on. I don't know if he was doing Tai Chi, right? He might have been doing some sort of radio duty.
Trying to pull a rabbit out of a hat, as it turns out.
But or
that's another story.
It could be his Mongolian sciatica. Yes.
No.
Is that
contagious? I didn't know there was a Mongolian version of it.
So well, Matt has the handwritten
Mr.
liner notes.
Wants to. It's called Old and Wise, and something about an English lit teacher. And I think Keith will have to tell us the rest of this story.
You're on Wake Up Tucson. Local news, and I mean, I know someone wants to cut me off. 6:48 in the morning. Yeah. Keith's got a good selection of stuff today. So
interesting lyrics here.
Absolutely. So we're not just playing songs where, hey, you're cute and I want to date you kind of thing. We're deep here today.
Here's
baby.
My number. Call me maybe.
Give me your digits. Of course, Zager and Evans are from Lincoln, Nebraska. So that's everyone.
Of course.
Everyone's from Lincoln, Nebraska. So the Kool-Aid man.
They were eating Runzas as they wrote that song. Having a glass of Kool-Aid from Hastings.
Absolutely.
They could have been at a Godfather's Pizza.
That's true.
You know?
Johnny Carson, is he from Nebraska?
Putting this, yes, he is.
Thank you. I did not know that.
I think you did know that.
I had a voodoo zombie at the Slippery Monkey. Thank you. Two things. One, we're having our amazing breakfast on Tuesday. Please join us, wakeup.gapmin.com. Very, very fun. Get your tickets. Space is limited. It's going to be a hoot and a holler. Higgins, DeSimone, Neely, and Ed Alexander. So after this all this discussion about the big annexation of Pliskin Acres taking the Udall Park community after the Lupita Murillo story of all the drug criminals prowling around the girls' toilets at Udall Park. So, you know what I love from the city council when you hear them talk about these things? They never say it's unacceptable.
Well, and this is my point yesterday, and I kind of went on a little tirade, but yeah, it's not right.
This is what happened
right?
to
it's
Ed.
Wrong.
About how long have you been doing this gig? Less than two?
Less than three, I think.
Less than three.
But
this
not
is,
much.
This is right where Ed cracked. Okay.
Well, you hear the same thing every day.
This is where the rant started coming.
And this is and you hear them rationalize. In this case, you hear them rationalizing unacceptable behavior. Behavior that 10 or 20 years ago, you can't do that.
Doesn't the dude have kids?
Now it's being rationalized.
Right? You say it's unacceptable. I'll go back to this, right? This story always killed me. I've said it on the air before. Doug Martin calls me up and says, this is several years ago when he was still owning Running Station. And he goes, hey, Chris, I'm trying to get in touch with some business guys to help sponsor some temporary lights for a football team or something. It was in the fall, maybe August, September, maybe. And I go, oh, yeah, what's going on? He goes, well, I got a call from Richard Fimbres. Very nice, but useless man, my words. And there's a football team that at the park that they go to, it's being kind of overtaken by druggies. So what they want to do is they're going to move them to a different field, but it doesn't have lights like the one they're getting chased from. So we're looking for the business community to pay for temporary lights so the kids can practice. So the real answer is druggies overtaking your park unacceptable. Get rid of them, arrest them, and make sure they don't come back.
Right.
That's the answer.
That's what common sense would tell you, which right. We all know common sense is in short supply in bureaucracies.
Look at that.
And the government is no.
Look at that Estevan Park, right? I've talked to people over there when we went there with Crime Free and Austin from Goldwater telling us that there's a bleachers on one side of this soccer football field. And when they would do sports, everyone had to be on one side of the field because the druggies were living underneath the bleachers like trolls from a Grimm's fairy tale. So, and if you really wanted to screw the kid as they were running along that sideline, you give them that hip bump that they would fall into the druggies. And again, it's the idea that you have to, I mean, do you have to put into your oath of office that you'll actually do something to protect protect your citizens from the basics? I mean, think about this. They're putting in an ordinance about heat, but it's okay for kids at parks to deal with druggies. I mean,
well, it's the whole cycle, right? So they're going to business for support of that other thing you just mentioned, right? They run out of money for stupid fireworks, and they go where? To business communities.
Yep.
And they go to, and then they say, by the way, we got to close our pools because we can't afford to keep pools open.
Yep.
And so what do? They go to the business community to for some money to help.
Yep.
And then the reward to the business community is you guys are a bunch of exploiters and you're exploiting the proletariat.
That's true.
And we're gonna crank up regulations. We're gonna portray you as the bad guys and we're going to make you pay your workers more. So thanks for the help, everybody.
Remember, I think Lane Santa Cruz said something about billionaires. Let's get Windows on the show. Windows, good morning. You're calling late. You okay?
Yeah, I'm feeling a little down. You triggered me when you said Rio Nuevo, but then you de-triggered me when you said apple dumpling gang. I actually saw that at the movie theater.
Yeah! A simpler time, Christopher. A simpler time.
Yeah. I hate to be harsh, but The crime, now, number one, they're not druggies. They're homeless, psycho, violent druggies.
Okay.
They're not just druggies.
Gotcha.
Yeah. They're the Kingsford crew, as I call them. They live for the foil.
Dang.
And it's bad. And, dude, Chris, downtown, I remember, 7-8 years ago, there'd actually be bustling people walking down Congress. They've never come back from COVID, Chris. I finally realized it's so clean down there because no one comes down there. It's just clean. It's clean.
So
that's it. They cleaned it up.
It's busy if the U of A kids are hitting the bar, right? And if there's a critical mass of some sort of popular show at Rialto/Fox. Little bit, right? But that's about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's where you're at.
Yeah. But, you know, I'll go to Empire Pizza, you know, right there at 6th and Congress. And there'll be people waiting to get in, you know, at 11 when they open. But other than that kind of activity, there really isn't. It's just, Chris, I don't know. It's been what? Going on 4 years since COVID?
Yep.
Since the lockdown?
Well, again, so the thing about Chris,
they came back.
So Rio Nuevo spent $80,000 to $100,000 on the Urban Land Institute to do a study about this, about downtown, how to make it better. And the part that they didn't want to hear that they haven't got any sort of hold on is there's no retail downtown. Right. Every other downtown I've ever been to in my life has retail other than Tucson, Arizona. It's amazing.
Yeah. Now, Chris, I know of what I speak. I remember I did the Chamber of Commerce's windows. The Tomb of Caligari has more activity. That is the most quiet place I've ever been in. And then they just leave, go to lunch, do whatever. One guy's got an EV. Whatever. That has to be the most, I mean, the place is awesome glass-wise. They made offices out of windows. It's a window cleaner's dream. But the place, I mean, Pulse, it has no pulse. So
hold on. You just did a great Dennis. I think you just did a great Dennis Miller reference there. You just said the Tomb of Caligari. Is that what you just said?
Yeah.
Are we talking about Sardinia? We're talking about.
I read a few books, Chris.
I got to do it in my Miller voice. You know,
I was going to say Tomb of Dracula.
I was going to say
Tomb of Dracula, but that has more activity than Tomb of Caligari.
it's less than the Tomb of Caligari there, bub.
Yeah. By the way, Chris, I'm thinking about becoming an activist because in all seriousness.
Me too.
These homeless people with dogs, it used to make me mad. Now it's so sad. It's so sad, and they just, how is that does not constitute animal abuse?
All right, we only have a minute.
Hold on. To sit on cement.
We only have a minute. So give me three or four items of abuse that you witness on the dogs.
The fact that they're literally in a median, just sitting all day in direct sunlight. Jaywalking with the dog, risking its life. But I've never actually seen. Actually, I'll say that they do develop like very good companionship with each other because they're together 24/7.
Yep.
But the dog doesn't know any different, and the human doesn't either because they're just so out of it. But Chris, something's got to be done. It's just, I mean, come on. Hitler was nicer to animals.
I haven't thought about that one. All right. Sir, have a great rest of your day.
God bless. Godspeed.
Later, buddy. Listener Mark, he appreciated the Apple Dumpling Gang. Well done. Thanks for a good show, Mark. So, you know, we're bringing it with the Tomb of Caligari and the the Apple Dumpling Gang. Schweikert, Margo Susco, Siskamani Heritage Foundation coming up next.